It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Threats to Colorado's children rose during the pandemic. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The numbers are tragic, but relatively small. 28 children died due to some kind of neglect or abuse. When near fatal and egregious incidents are combined, there were 84 cases last year. That's a 33% increase, according to a state report. Jonathan Singer, a former state representative and caseworker, says COVID meant that families were harder to reach.
Child welfare was not able to intervene fast enough because they weren't getting the reports of less egregious issues soon enough.
Singer says in his experience, substance abuse issues with the parents were a major factor. And two-thirds of all fatal cases reviewed last year fit that pattern. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state's Child Protection Watchdog will now be empowered to investigate facilities that house unaccompanied migrant children in Colorado. The office typically looks into complaints in the state child welfare system, but lawmakers moved this spring to broaden that mandate to include investigations into the safety of unaccompanied immigrant children in federal or state custody. Hiring more and better trained and better paid classroom aides and more mental health support are several ways teachers say Colorado should use federal stimulus dollars. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
State education officials are soliciting input from principals, students, parents, and teachers over the next couple of weeks on how to spend $132 million in federal stimulus money. Fifth grade teacher Tracy Privatera says that during the pandemic, her classes only had 20 students and that students showed more progress than typical.
That has never happened in my 20-something years of teaching.
Teachers asked education officials if AmeriCorps volunteers could co-teach in classrooms. They also want more before and after school support for students to regain lost social skills. The challenge, officials say, is finding the workforce to do all of it. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Parts of areas burned in last year's wildfires are starting to reopen. Most campgrounds within the area affected by the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins will reopen for the summer. Areas burned by the Williams Fork Fire near Winter Park are reopening too. Those areas that remain closed are prone to flooding and landslides. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.